I welcome into the studio Drew Kramer from the Keweenaw National Historical Park. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Todd.
Good to have you here. You are getting very, very busy at the park because I know that next year is a big year for national parks in general.
That's right. We're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service next year all across the nation. So, of course, our park is getting pretty excited as well.
Sure. And even though our park is not 100 years old, you're still going to be celebrating and having a lot of activities.
That's true. And so we're getting ready this year all across the nation. In our park, on August 25th, we're celebrating Founders Day. We'll have a big park open house. We're pretty excited about that.
And there's something that's going on now that folks can get involved with that sounds like a lot of fun. You're having a scavenger hunt.
That's right. We have just released the Copper Country Scavenger Hunt in order to kind of engage with kids and get them out to all of our partner sites, because we have 21 organizations that work with the park spread across several counties.
And what do you mean by partner sites?
So the Porcupine Mountains, Adventure Mine, Quincy Mine, those and 21 total.
They're historical sites that are owned generally privately.
Yeah. So yeah, there's 21 organizations that manage them. There's actually 28 partner sites.
so those are, they work with you guys to help maintain the historical integrity of this great historical resource we have here in the Copper Country.
Yeah, they operate the sites, they have their own organizations, and we help them out as we can. We have a grant program with them to get them funding for projects, and then we do technical assistance, so if they need help with programming.
And the goal is to get folks to go and visit some of these partner sites.
Yeah, so with the scavenger hunt, we're really trying to encourage people to see more of the sites, some of them that are off the beaten path, and to engage with the kids in a new and interesting way.
What are you going to have the kids look for?
I think my favorite question is, who saved 23 people and a dog from the shipwreck LC Waldo?
Okay.
So it's questions that are specific to each site. Site has two questions.
Which site is that specific to?
That's for the Eagle Harbor Lighthouse.
Okay. I was going to say that's got to be the Eagle Harbor Lighthouse, but I didn't want to embarrass myself if I was wrong. So I ask you, because you are the expert. How many sites will families need to visit to complete this scavenger hunt?
So the booklets divide into geographic regions, and when you complete a number of sites from a region, so I think it's the Houghton region has 8 sites, and when you complete 6 of them, then you get the collectible sticker for that region. And after you've done that for each region, then you can have the entire booklet complete. And bring that to the visitor center, and our first 10 people that complete it are going to get a prize.
Oh, cool. So there's some urgency here.
Yeah, there's a bit of competition going on for the beginning here. And it's first come, first serve with the prizes. We have a smattering of different kind of junior ranger items. So
I'm assuming that there's some kind of pamphlet then or brochure that I have to pick up that has all of the sites listed and the questions and the items that need to
every found. One of our heritage sites and the Calumet Visitor Center, they all have the booklet.
Okay, so you can go to any one.
Go to any one of them to get started.
So the Quincy Mine Shaft, for example.
They have it.
They have it there. The museum in South Range.
The Mineral Museum here in town. The Carnegie Museum. Porcupine Mountains Adventure Mine. Delaware Mine. You name it.
Cool. This just sounds like a ton of fun.
Yeah, we're hoping it'll be really good.
And prizes are going to be available to the first 10 who bring the books to where?
The Calumet Visitor Center.
Okay, so
the Park Service.
So then you do have to go to the Visitor Center, which is worth visiting anyway if
you
haven't.
It's a phenomenal facility.
Yeah, if you've not gone to the Calumet Visitor Center, it's been open for several years now, but I toured it right when it opened, and I was just amazed.
Yeah, I'm new to the area, and when I first stepped foot in there, I couldn't believe what was hiding in there.
Yeah, it's just great. If it's so often, we never visit the attractions in our own backyard, and this is one that you certainly should go see. And of course, over the next, we hear a lot about the National Historical Park anyway, but over the next 18 months or so, as they prepare for and go through the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service, I'm assuming that we will be hearing a lot more.
More and more.
Lots of events scheduled. Drew, we're going to get information about the scavenger hunt posted up on our QNRreport.com community calendar page.
Excellent.
But is there someplace else online people can go to find out about this?
Yeah, they can just go to our park website, so nps.gov/Kiwi, or our Facebook if you just search Keweenaw National Historical Park.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Good luck with it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And I hope a lot of people take part and get involved with things that are going to be happening over the next few months, a year and a half or so, with an increased activity at our jewel of the Copper Country.
And we'll keep you up to date on the open house that's coming up in August. It's going to be a blast for food, music, activities.
Sounds like fun. I hope I can make it. Drew Kramer from the Keweenaw National Historical Park, thank you for stopping by this morning.
Thank you, Todd.
Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.